random. Say if you had too much hay to put up in the barn, you might leave it outside in a...
Yes.
How would you
could leave it outside, but it wouldn't do for it to take the rain and the weather. If they did, it might rot.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see people take a pole and set that down in the ground and then pick this hay in?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, seen that too. You can stack that. That's a stack. And you can stack it and it's all right and be all right. But when you tear it down, you got to do something with it then. Mm-hmm. If you don't, it'll rot.
Uh-huh. Any other ways of leaving hay outside?
No, not that I know of.
Uh-huh. You know, when you first cut the hay and you let it dry, then you rake it up, what do you call those little piles you rake up?
Well, they names for it, but I can't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got a name, but I can't tell you.
Do you call it something like a cock or doodle or shock or...
Shock it. When you shock it, why then that protects it then, like. It don't get wet, you know, like. It would if it was not shocked.
Mm-hmm. And what different animals did you have on your farm?
Well, cows and things like that, and hogs, I reckon. Stock of all kind, horses and mules and different kinds.
Mm-hmm. So if you had two mules working together, you say you had a...
I had a team of mules. Had a pair of mules.
Uh-huh.
That's what they called it. Had a pair of mules.
Uh-huh. Where did you keep the cows?
Well, we always had a cow pen built, and we kept in that. And then we, every night the cows would come up. We turned the cows out every morning in the woods, shed them up at night, and the pen. And then we'd turn them out next morning, and they'd go on off and graze in the woods somewhere, anywhere the wind wanted to. And then that night they'd come back, and then. Mm-hmm. We'd shut them up then, and we'd put the calves out then, and they went out that night then and grazed and all, and next morning we'd milk the cows again and put the cows out and the calves in, the pen, and that's the way we done all the time.
You didn't have to fence in the area?
No, you did. You had to fence in a place for the cow pen though.
Uh-huh.
You had to have a cow pen to put them cows in at night and then turn the calves out. You milk the cows at night and then turn the calves out. And you can milk them every morning and night, both.
Mm-hmm.
And then next morning, the calves, you might have to go off in the woods and hunt them up, but you could go get them and bring them up, and then you could milk them cows again and get just as much milk that night as the next morning as you would that night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the calves grazed that night, and the cows got out next day. They had the daytime for it, and the calves had the night.
Mm-hmm. What about the horses? Where did you keep them?
Well, you have to have stalls and a lot, and to keep them in the stalls, you shut them up in there. Some you'd have to shut them up. Every night, you know, or generally you had to shut them up to feed them, you know. They had troughs in there, and you put the corn or whatever you had to feed them on in there.
In
that stall where they was at. And then next morning, you had to feed them again.